The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right. Continuing in the theme. And tomorrow, I'm going to do my best to just steer clear of politics. I'm going to attempt. But today, there are just several things that you need to hear about, that we need to discuss. You know, of course, that just a few days ago, and I figured out how to pronounce her name correctly earlier today, and now Tlaib, I think that's how it is, Rashida, and I want to pronounce it correctly, Rashida Tlaib. I believe that's the proper pronunciation. If not, forgive me. She is the Muslim representative from the state of Michigan. She is a freshman representative in the House of Representatives, and she has proven beyond any shadow of a doubt that she is an anti-Semite. She is. She has proven that on many occasions, but just a few days ago in an interview, she created a great deal of controversy when she said that when she thinks about the Holocaust, she gets a warming feeling. And people on the Republican right went crazy with that. You know, she said that the Holocaust gave her a warming feeling. Well, I'm not going to go into that because I went into it in great depth a couple of days ago. That's not what she meant. She didn't say that the Holocaust gave her a warm feeling. That's not what she said, and to say that is to take her out of context. And the liberals do that all the time. We shouldn't be guilty of that. She meant that when she thinks of the Palestinian role in providing a home for Israel, that gave her a warm feeling. And that's where the problem is. The rest of her statements were absolutely outrageous. She said that she was so proud that it was her ancestors that sacrificed for the safety of the Jews. That is such a lie. It's just horrible. My goodness. The Palestinians tried to do everything they could to keep Israel from coming into Palestine. They cooperated extensively with Hitler and the Nazis. They were on the side of the Nazis. And for this woman to imply that the Palestinians had anything to do with the safety and the security of Jews is not only revising history, it is an absolute outrage. It is an outrage. Now, this is a dumb way to illustrate it. Okay, so she is a Palestinian and she loves her ancestors. That's fine. That's okay. But you know what? If I had a deplorable horse thief that was lynched and hung, you know, my great-great-great-grandfather was a horrible, terrible, deplorable horse thief, and he was not lynched, he was hung because of his crimes. Well, I should admit it. Yeah, my great-great-great-grandpa was a really bad, evil man. Okay? All right. Rashida Tlaib's ancestors were some evil people. But she won't admit it. Anyway, What she said was absolutely outrageous, unbelievably outrageous. And when Republicans took her to task, she demanded that Republicans apologize. And she called them racist because they had a problem with what she said. Well, here's what the Democrats did. Did the Democrats condemn her? No. Did they censor her? No. Or censure her? No. Did they call her on the carpet? No. Did they discipline her? No. And not only that, she was allowed to preside over the House of Representatives. She is the first Muslim to do so. Quote, Rashida presided over the House during a vote on the tribal lands bill Wednesday afternoon, which was aimed at securing a federal trust status for the Mashpee, I can't pronounce that, tribes land in Massachusetts. Now, this is an honor to be able to preside over the Senate. She is the first Muslim ever to do so. And this is just days. This is just days when she offended every Jew on planet Earth, when she displayed her incredible anti-Semitism, when she tried to rewrite history before, during, and after World War II, the Democrats honored her and allowed her to preside over the House of Representatives. That should tell you just how radical the Democrat Party has become and how they embrace hatred, discrimination, bigotry, and anti-Semitism. They're embracing it. I don't know about you, but I find that just incredibly, I started to say sad. It's actually outrageous. It's outrageous. And then here's an update on the China social credit score. If you're a regular listener, you know what's going on. If you listen to the mainstream media, you probably haven't heard a word about this, although this is extremely important. The communist Chinese government has established a social credit system in China. They hope that within, I think it's two more years, every single person in China, over 1 billion people, every single person in China will be given a social credit score. Now, it's not a credit score. It's a social credit score. What is your social credit score determined by and on? Your adherence, your obedience to, your submission to the communist government. The more submissive you are to the communist government, the higher social credit score you have. The more you surrender your rights, your freedoms, your privileges to the communist government, the more you walk in lockstep to whatever the communist government tells you to do, the higher your social credit score. If you disagree with the government in any way, oh, your social credit score goes way, 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 way down. So far, and they're just beginning, so far, the communist government in China has blacklisted 13.49 million Chinese citizens for being untrustworthy. Now, what does that mean? Now, it could mean they have a criminal record or they've done something bad, but it can also mean that they have been discovered to disagree in one way or another with the government. Chinese official paper, the English version is called the Global Times, says that the new social credit score will, quote, restore morality by holding bad citizens accountable with bad social scores. So far, 23 million Chinese citizens have been prohibited from buying airplane, train, or bus tickets. Yeah, if you don't have a favorable social credit score given to you by the Chinese communist government, you can't even travel on an airplane. You can't buy a plane ticket. Sometimes you can't even buy a train ticket or a bus ticket unless it is worse than coach. 23 million so far have been prohibited from even buying a plane ticket. Communism and socialism at work in communist China. All right, we need to take the final break. When we come back, I say this often, and most of you believe it. Long as you abide by biblical principles, there is clarity. You abandon biblical principles, you have nothing but chaos and confusion. Yeah, I've got an unbelievable illustration of that that you need to hear. When we return...
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
We see illustrations of this all the time. This principle, if you follow biblical principles, you know, even if people did not call them biblical principles, even if they didn't call them biblical principles, they would call them natural principles. You know? They would call them natural principles. They didn't call them biblical. Well, if you follow those principles, you have clarity. There is right, there is wrong. There is good, there is bad. And if you go back 50, 60 years... on almost any area of morality, the American public generally agreed on what was good, what was bad, 60, 70 years ago. And that was the case for the first 140, 150 years of our history. There was enormous agreement on what was good, what was bad, what was, you know, right, what was wrong. You know, we would disagree on how we would get there and how we deal with it. But today, we have lost all of that. We've lost it all. And when we depart from biblical principles, we have nothing but chaos and confusion. Here's another illustration. This is from the Associated Press. Headline, Blurred Lines. A pregnant man's tragedy tests gender notification. What? A pregnant man? Let me read just a little bit of the story. When the man arrived at the hospital with severe abdominal pains, a nurse didn't consider it an emergency, noting that he was obese and had stopped taking blood pressure medicines. In reality, he was pregnant. A transgender man in labor that was about to end in a stillbirth. The tragic case, described in Wednesday's New England Journal of Medicine, points to larger issues about assigning labels or making assumptions in a society increasingly confronting gender variations in sports, entertainment, and government. In medicine, there's a similar danger of missing diseases such as sickle cell, cystic fibrosis that largely affect specific racial groups, the authors write. Now, I want you to notice several things about this. Number one, they equate a man who is actually a woman with race. Now, race you can't change. That is immutable. You can't change race. And scientifically, you can't change gender either. A man is a man, a woman is a woman. The chromosomes don't change. The DNA doesn't change. Now, you can hack and chop and add and subtract physically, but you can change the plumbing, but a man is still a man, a woman is still a woman. Now, It says, quote, the point is not what's happened to this particular individual, but this is an example of what happens to transgender people interacting with the healthcare system, said the lead author. He was rightly classified as a man. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. But if he is pregnant, he's not a he. He's don't get pregnant. I don't have to be a doctor to know that. I didn't have to go to medical school to know that, that he's, hims, don't get pregnant. This is the insanity that's happening in our world today. Again, quote, he was rightly classified as a man in the medical records and appears masculine. But that classification threw us off from considering his actual medical needs. He was actually a woman who was pregnant, who was presenting herself as a man, and because of that, the baby died because the medical professionals didn't give her the proper care. This is only the beginning, folks, unless we stop this nonsense. Now, I have stated to you over and over and over and over and over again, there is no scientific evidence that transgenderism even exists. There isn't. And yet, we have the New England Journal of Medicine, one of the most respected medical journals on planet Earth, assuming that this person is actually transgender, which is in direct contradiction to the science. It is absolutely amazing. Common sense has gone bye-bye. And like I said, this kind of thing is just the beginning. A pregnant man. No, 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 no. You had a pregnant woman pretending to be a man. Admit it. No, they won't admit it because it's not politically correct. Yeah. All right, folks, I hope you have a great, great evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.